All right, happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Trader Mindset Podcast. I was away last week, so I couldn't really make anything. I was on vacation, so we're going to be covering a lot. We're going to be covering a little bit of psychology in this market. We're going to be talking about a little bit of the technical analysis, some important levels that are going to be in play, and we're going to talk about some of my trades that I did do that were kind of a swing mentality trade. So sit back and let's get started. First things first, let's do some TA, technical analysis. And what a significant bounce, right? The bulls definitely made a statement saying that, okay, we are here. The RSI on the shorter term timeframes have not been this overbought since pretty much the top. So this is a statement. However, we need to change trends, right? I've said this almost every other episode that we need the daily trend change. And this applies once again, we need a daily trend change because we haven't seen a daily trend change in a while, which has only resulted in a weekly lower high. So the most important thing is we need a daily trend change. Doesn't matter how big this bounce is. This bounce could be significant, but we need a trend change for that confirmation follow through, right? But I am not saying that this was not a significant bounce. This was a significant bounce. And this is definitely one for the books, right? For me personally, I tried to short this running train on Friday and got smashed. Not in the sense that I blew my account, but I definitely got hurt. So even though I did get hurt, I'm still going to be looking short because I am not comfortable playing long at this level. First and foremost, I've said this before, daily trend change. That's why I'm looking for a short. Because this bounce is great, but need that follow through, right? RSI has been hot too. RSI has been the hottest since the top. I've said that again. I'm going to say that again. And what's very impressive is SPY's holding the monthly May 12. So that being said, let's see how significant this bounce is. And one thing that I noticed on SPY is its ability to V-shape. And if this is a V-shape, well, I'm not surprised. But we'll keep it a day at a time. So for SPY, the most important level, first of all, the most important thing is a daily trend change. But 456.70 is a very important level. If we break that level, there is almost no resistance until all-time high. So what bears are looking for on Monday is a gap up open to short because we are hot on the RSI and it's just, we need that daily trend change, right? Moving on to QQQ, same story. We need a daily trend change. But the most important level on QQQ is 370.10. So bears will definitely be looking for a short on QQQ if we gap up open tomorrow. Thing about QQQ is that it was very strong on Friday, which is something to note because it has been the weakest sector, right? XLV has been the strongest sector. But its weight to SPY is not overall that high, which means that it doesn't make that big of an impact. But if QQQ does that, definitely has an impact on SPY. So one of the strongest sectors on Friday, definitely notable. And I've said XLV, one of the strongest sectors by far. We are close to all-time highs. I think we are like 5% from all-time highs, which is kind of nuts. And that's the quick rundown of the broader market. It's honestly, everything is the same thing. Whether you're looking at SPY or QQQ or Microsoft or Apple, we need those daily trend changes. Some tickers have given a daily trend change. So you can categorize them by who's stronger and who's weaker by the daily trend change. Now, some things that I've been adding onto my portfolio or just as a swing has been Tesla, right? I'm looking at this dip to buy for Tesla. Whether it may be a fundamental reason, I do believe EVs are the future. And also, this chart, TSLA, you can make a clear statement on Tesla. If we hold monthly EMA 12, the bulls are in, or not complete control, but they are fine. Bulls are fine. We've held EMA 12 since COVID. So if this is another EMA 12 bounce, fantastic. And Tesla had that daily falling wedge that broke bull. I sold half already of Tesla, trying to lower my break even. However, I'm definitely going to add more Tesla on this consolidation. So that's going to be something I will be scouting. And my average on Tesla, I don't remember, but it was definitely somewhere in the 800s. Not 100% sure, but yes, Tesla is something I am accumulating. So do your own research and make that, you know, whatever you're trying to buy this dip in or whatever ticker you're trying to buy, just do your research and this may or may not be the dip to buy, right? It all depends on how much we bounce on the monthly. So that's something that I did recently. And then just the psychology of this market, right? This market, if you're not used to a bear market, which I am not used to at all, this is my first actual bear market, whether you call it a bear market or not, definitely a correction. This is my first bear market and it's different. The market conditions are very different and you know, I'm definitely just trying to get through this point right now because I'm so used to buying the dip and not shorting the rip that it's kind of throws me off. And this is where I'm trying to keep myself neutral. I'm just trying to keep a bearish and bullish mindset at the same time. And I'm still learning about this. So a lot of new traders don't get to experience it. So if you are experiencing this, fantastic for you. A lot of people just start and then start in the middle of a bull run and it just keeps going up. Just buy the dip, buy the dip, buy the dip. And then when it doesn't work, they give up everything. So this is one of those times to just learn. I've definitely taken advantage of this and I believe you should too. Because there are patterns that typically break bullish that break bearish, like falling wedges. I've noticed a lot in this correction that falling wedges do break bearish. I've known that, but it's just very actively observing that right now, that this is just a different market environment and you don't want to be trying to play counter trend as aggressively as you did in a different market. So definitely something I'm noting. I'm going to keep that in the back of my head for sure for next time, because I did get chopped up on Friday, but it's not because of, you know, over positioning and all that. It's just patterns that did not do what I expected them to do, right? So that's fine. Take your losses, just learn from them. And tomorrow is another day. So with that being said, I hope you have a great weekend and I'll see you all next week.